35 arrests in Atlanta. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After a violent protest at a construction site, activists in Atlanta hate and want to block.
The site of the $90 million city-proposed police and firefighter training facility, often referred to as Cop City.
Fox's Charles Watson's in Atlanta, where police released video of what happened, showing
protesters, many dressed in black, many with their faces covered, throw large rocks, bricks, fireworks, and Molotov cocktails at police. Some of those projectiles just narrowly missing off officers as they try to take cover. You can also see protesters set fire to construction equipment, including at least one tractor that was destroyed. This goes on for several minutes before the protesters run away.
There was panic at a concert last night in Rochester, New York. Police say as the rap show ended, there were false fears of a shooting. People started running to the exits. One woman died. Nine others were injured. Two critically. Four Americans are missing, believed kidnapped in Mexico on Friday.
The four had apparently just driven their van with North Carolina plates over the border in the afternoon. Minutes later, they came under gunfire. Surveillance camera showed armed men with rifles and bulletproof vests toss at least one female into the back of a pickup.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. 2 days after another train derailment in Ohio, Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
Norfolk Southern released a six-point plan to try to enhance the safety of its operations in response to the NTSB's preliminary report on last month's derailment in East Palestine.
That was a fiery crash that led to a toxic disaster. The one on Saturday was not. Many of the rail cars there were empty. People are still digging themselves out in snowed under areas of California. The latest storm, up to 4 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Mom was definitely scared, you know. Every time a tree fell, it was like a gunshot went off.
In Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains, crews keep clearing roads to get to people trapped for days, bringing food, water, and blankets. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising to start the week on Wall Street. The Dow is gaining 58 points. The NASDAQ is up 46. The S&P 500 is adding 14 points. Tomorrow, investors will hear from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He'll testify at the Senate and then at the House on Wednesday on the state of the economy, including persistent inflation that has the Fed continuing to raise interest rates, and that is costing consumers more. On things like credit cards, mortgages for homes, and auto loans.
And that's forcing people into more and more expensive car loans. In fact, one in six Americans are now paying $1,000 or more for that new car every month. We're seeing delinquencies, loans that are 60 days late or more are up 20% year over year. Defaults are up 33% year over year.
Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. The price of oil's down about a half dollar, still above $79 a barrel, while gas goes up a fraction. AAA's national average for regular is $3.40 per gallon. That's 4 cents higher than last Monday, but 7 cents less than last month. And a year ago, the price was $4. There's a new box office champion. A boxing movie, Creed III, the first film in the Rocky franchise without Sylvester Stallone.
The MGM film far surpassed expectations, bringing in an estimated $58.7 million in ticket sales.
You out there boxing? I need you to start fighting.
Analysts expected the film to open in the $30 million range. Creed III bumped Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumanium right out of first place. The Disney and Marvel film a distant second with $12.5 million in ticket sales. Cocaine Bear coming in third, selling $11 million worth of tickets.
That's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.